and welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. I hope everyone is having an absolutely terrific day today. And how are you doing today, Dan?
Austin, doing absolutely wonderful, for this is the day the Lord hath made, and I will rejoice and I will be glad in it at all times. And guys, you know, I've been looking at this thing with the masks now because, you know, we're seeing more and more people being obedient servants and putting on masks. And, you know, we've got to talk about that for just a second. We've got to look at the religion, you know, called Mystery Babylon. We need to try to figure out what all that means. You know, Babylon means confusion if you look at the literal interpretation of it. And mystery, it basically is a derivative of M-U-O, to shut the mouth, or a secret or a mystery, through the idea of silence imposed by initiation into religious rite. And we've got to understand that when we wear this mask, we basically are being silenced, which is being imposed by this initiation of this religious rite into Satanism. And we have to understand that 30 countries now are forcing their citizens to wear masks over their mouths. And we got to take a look at what this really means, because we know it reduces oxygen levels. We know it increases CO2 levels. But it's really an important ritual in occult magic, in Kabbalah. You know, it's a token of submission, if you look at it from the Kabbalah standpoint. It's a form of disguise or concealment, which is usually worn over in front of the face to hide the identity of a person who, and by its own features, to establish another being. In other words, it changes you. It represents an occult transformation. And this masking ritual is specifically designed to reverse the order of the hierarchy set in place by God Himself. In the hierarchy of your Heavenly Father, you are a representative of His Word on earth. You're made in the image of God. And your job is to speak to the Word and convert people to Christ. That's what we're supposed to do. In other words, He's the king, and we basically, we are His subjects. But guys, when we put a mask on, we become somebody else. You know, it basically changes us from who we are. You're not supposed to open your mouth. You're supposed to say muzzled. You know, that's not true. You know, we're made in the image of God, and we're supposed to be teaching people about Christ. You know, all of this stuff is to hammer into your subconscious that you're going to be submissive, that you're basically a plebe or a slave or someone who has to do exactly what you're told to do every single time you're told to do it. You know, this is, you know, to tell you that things are different. They'll never be the same again. And what it does, it helps to fight, to create a death, so to speak, of your old identity, because now you're being put into a new world order, an international order where everybody wears masks. We have a one world currency. We have a one world government controlled through the United Nations. We've got UN troops on the ground all over the United States. All of this stuff is to change who we are as a country and who you are as an individual. You're basically becoming a serf to the New World Order. And see, if you don't understand this and you're willing to do all of this stuff, guys, it's going to drag you into this ditch. It's like muzzling your dog in the process. You know, if you put a muzzle on a dog, they can't bite anybody. They can't really bark very well. And that's exactly what they're doing. They're basically trying to force us to do something that we don't need to do in order to basically bring honor and glory to their god, the snake in a tree, through the Kabbalah. You're symbolically and alchemically transformed or reborn into their new global system through occult ritual programming. And that's what they're trying to do with this mask. And so, guys, do yourself a favor. If you've got to wear one of these things to get something done, like to go to the Department of, you know, Professional Regulation, or to go get your license or your tag or whatever, you know, be vocal about not wanting to do this. Say, I don't want to do this. These don't work. I don't accept this. I'm being forced to do this, and I don't want to comply. Say something when you walk into the room. Make a scene. Now, you don't have to be screaming and yelling and get carried off by the doggone police. Don't do that either. But let the guys know that you're there and this isn't okay with you. This is really, really important that we all understand that if we don't do it this way, you know, we're going to get dragged into this ditch. And then pretty soon, everybody's going to want to wear a mask or want you to wear a mask no matter where you go. You know, the other day over there, I think it was Trader Joe's over there in California, some lady just absolutely told them what her rights were, pitched an absolute fit, and was told to leave the store because she was not going to wear a mask. And, you know, see, it's important that you support the retailers and you support the groups that don't force you to wear a mask. I don't know what to say other than that. I mean, if they say, come on in, we're not going to enforce that, you know, go in there, support them. They're doing everything they can to systematically close the United States and the world. Now they're saying over 50% of the restaurants won't reopen. Over 40% of small businesses won't reopen. And they're doing this on purpose in order to basically destroy demand. And this is what they're going to do. And this is why gold traded, gold futures actually traded for over $1,800 an ounce yesterday for a short period of time, because people began to realize that, you know, they have to have something that's tangible, something that's real, gold, silver. And I believe that once gold breaks over 2,000 an ounce, I think really that silver is going to be right behind it. It's going to go right up there with it. But guys, it's so important that we stand against this, that we don't sign up for this stuff and go ahead and say this is okay. We had another one of our listeners send me a text yesterday, and basically she was just saying how much she felt like family with us. And guys, I want you guys to know that I feel the exact same way about you guys. And she said something very interesting. She goes, she's grateful that I've answered God's calling. And she said that Dawson and I are filling the vacuum left by all the churches that have sold out to Big Brother by taking the 501c3 designation. And she wanted to say how much she appreciated both, you know, me and Austin. Guys, I feel the exact same way about you guys. You guys are a family. I prayed for you this morning. In fact, this morning I was praying. Something came up here. I had to stop. And as soon as I got done what I had to do, you know, we had what happened. Some subcontractors showed up. And I ended up went back to my prayer and told Sharon, we have to finish praying. We have to finish praying for the listeners. Guys, you know, it means the world to me that you trust me enough to have me pray for you, that you allow me to do that. And quite frankly, I pray for you right. You know, a lot of people don't know how to pray. And they're praying all this death and disease and destruction, you know. Like they'll pray like, Lord, please don't let me come down with cancer or heart disease or diabetes. Why don't you just pray, Lord, help me stay healthy. Help me stay and walk in divine health. Isn't that like a little better confession? I mean, why do you want to confess that you're not going to get these horrible diseases? Why don't we just not talk about those horrible diseases? How about you don't speak that over yourself? How about that? True. How about somebody ask you how you're doing, and you say, I'm doing absolutely great. I am blessed of the Lord. So think about that. Father, thank you that I walk in divine health. Thank you that my body is in excellent condition. Thank you, Lord, that I've got the body of an 18-year-old, and I feel great every single day. Thank you, Father, that in all ways and in all times, I can try to bring honor and glory to you in everything that I do, think, and speak, and eat, and my lifestyle, and everything. That's how you pray. You don't speak diseases that you don't want to have. Because let me tell you something, guys. In your brain, you've got a part of the brain in the back of the head. It's called the reticulator activator. And it's a filter. And it allows your brain to filter out what you speak about. Now, when you start speaking words like heart disease, diabetes, and cancer, your reticulator activator hears those words and it does what it needs to do to try to create that reality for you. Now, this is a really in-depth teaching that I'm only going to give you a few seconds of this morning, but it's better to say, Father, I thank you that I'm walking in divine health. I thank you that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I thank you that I'm always at the right place in the right time every time. Guys, if you pray like that, it changes everything, because then the angels that are ministering spirits, they're basically said, okay, everything is yes and amen with what God says. So we're going to create the reality, the physical reality around this individual, to create that particular thing they spoke about. You see, well, that's why it's possible. The Bible says, for him that believeth, that we can ask anything in Jesus' name, it'll be given unto us. It's so important to understand who and what we are in the great scheme of things with God, and how we were created in his image. That's why it's really important, guys, to watch what you speak. Remember, the power of life and death is in the tongue, the Bible says. You know, it's just what it says. This is, by every word we shall be judged, every word we can be condemned. You know, we create a physical reality around us by the words that we speak. And if it's all negative stuff, doom and gloom, and everybody's going to die, you know, I don't believe that. I believe that we're going to resist the devil. He's going to flee from us. And I believe that we're going to resist this new world order. It's going to flee from us. And I believe that we're going to get a reprieve from God Almighty. He's going to step in on our behalf and help us. Not that we deserve it as a country. I'm going to say that very, very clearly, because of all the sacrifices, the bail that we've given. I mean, our entire music industry is satanic. There's only a few people even singing Christian songs anymore. But we have to understand that there is a remnant of us left. There's a remnant of us left here that God's going to protect. Now, the United States, I don't know if it's going to continue in its current form of government. That's a bit shaky. Who knows? But I'm going to believe that our children are going to have just as much opportunity, and our grandchildren have just as much opportunity that we had. That we're going to shake the shackles of this communist takeover off of the United States, and we're going to continue down the road with Jesus Christ. And I believe we're going to have a great, 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 how should I say this, awakening in the United States, a great revival in the United States, and people are going to come back to Christ. That's what I believe. If I'm going to confess anything, that's what I'm going to confess. Austin, what do you think, bud?
That's extremely well said, and you're 100% accurate on that. You know, when I pray, Lan and I pray with the kids every single night before they go to bed, and I'm always very careful what I pray. with them, and I'm always very positive, and I always speak positive things over them. It's like you said, I've never prayed that. You never taught me to pray that way, and I don't think it's prudent, nor is it wise to pray that way. But you know, when I pray over them, I pray, God, Heavenly Father, Jesus, please help my children to grow strong and tall and healthy and smart and wise and to follow you. That's what you always want to continue to pray, is the positive aspects of that. Because when you're speaking that into existence, not only are you praying that to Lord God Almighty, you're speaking those things in existence. And that completely and totally changes things when you continue to speak things over and over and over again. Now, does that work on everything? It depends on what's going on. As Dad and I have gone into detail with that before, and Dad's really gone into detail of how the balance as far as a positive and negative way out. This is why in the news media right now, all they want to continue to do is talk about cases and death all the time. You hear it all the time. That's all they want to do. And that's why yesterday, if you guys listened to the show, I brought you guys real facts with real numbers, with real statistics that completely and totally counter everything the mainstream media is talking about right now. They don't want to talk about how many people recovered. Notice that. Notice in the mainstream media, you do not hear about the hundreds of thousands of people who have recovered, or about the hundreds of thousands of people who have tested positive and are asymptomatic, or the hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of people that have tested positive and recovered just within a few days and never even need to be hospitalized. Notice, you don't hear about that at all. You don't hear in the media about them saying, listen, we had X amount of cases, but we have 15,000 people now that have come back in and they've tested negative. They're doing great. They're doing healthy. They're doing fantastic now. You don't hear about that at all. You don't hear about them talk, say, hey, if you take large doses of vitamin C and you microdose it throughout the day and you keep your blood plasma levels high of vitamin C, you can generally fight off any virus you get exposed to within reason. And also, too, if you keep your D3 levels high, this is why it's crucial, guys, to keep your D3 levels as high as possible when you get blood tests annually or semi-annually or quarterly, whenever you do it. Always, always demand that you get your D3 levels tested by your doctor. I cannot tell you how many times I've gotten phone calls and emails and people that come in the office and they come in and they're having a health issue. And they bring me blood work. And I usually don't even give them much, research on that. Say, listen, I don't really look at blood work. That's not my forte. But my one question that I do know, because I have researched it extensively for almost a decade now, especially when my wife was pregnant, was D3 levels, blood work D3 levels. Because my wife had direct experience with that. I dealt with it almost on a monthly basis with a midwife through both pregnancies, as the midwife was adamant that Lana have bloods drawn every month to keep her blood, to test her blood, and was specifically testing D3 every single month to make sure we kept it at a high enough level. And we had to have landed almost 20,000 IUs of vitamin D3, K2 every single day to keep her blood levels in a healthy range. Now, I'm not saying that's what everybody needs to take. I'm saying that's about what my wife needed. And it was crucial because I had never seen somebody so adamant about D3 levels as the midwife was. And she goes, Austin, you have to understand, D3 is crucial when a baby is being knit together in the womb. It is absolutely mandatory that we keep your wife's D3 levels up. And I'm like, whoa, I've never seen somebody so adamant about this in person, you know, with a family member. And then you have people come in and they're like, oh, I've got all these health issues, I got all these immune problems, I don't know what to do. They bring blood work and it's like, oh, all these different blood tests, all these different things. Well, the doctor says this is off a little bit and this is off a little bit and this is off a little bit and I need to go on this medication. And my first question is, well, what's your D3 level? I don't know, what do you mean? What's your D3 level? You got like 80 different tests that they've tested, different things. What about your D3? Well, they didn't test that. So your doctor's tested all these different things in your body. They're telling you now that a couple of these things are out of whack and you need to go on medication, but yet they have yet to test the one crucial hormone in your body that plays an absolute pivotal role, and that's D3. Are you kidding me right now? And I've had them call up doctors before when they've been with me. And then the doctor will argue with them and tell them it's not that important. Don't worry about it. If you really, really are that concerned, we'll test it on your next quarterly blood test. And I had one guy, he said, absolutely not. I want it scheduled this week. You did not test it. I want it scheduled this week. And sure enough, almost always, not all the time, but almost always, when they get their blood work back, they're, 20, 25 nanograms or whatever it is on their per milliliter, and they're super low, and you're like, there you go. Get your D3 levels up. So again, I encourage everybody, we have the knowledge, we have the expertise now for decades and decades and decades of research in this country to show you what to do to keep your immune system strong. D3 and vitamin C are crucial to that. Use the knowledge you have. If you have somebody telling you what you need to do and you do the research on it and you know it to be true and you look at the background on it and you know it to be true, but then you go, well, I'm not worried about that. My doctor wants to put me on another medication. He says it'll make me better. Guys, you don't have a statin deficiency. You don't have a Prozac or an SSRI deficiency. In most cases, D3 has a pivotal role in a lot of these things. So before I get all wrapped up on that, that's what I wanted to make sure I address on there, is that look at what you need to do and implement them. We have a huge populace in this country, and I think a lot of people are more awake than they're being led to believe. So a lot of people are starting to stand up now and say, no, we're not going to deal with this. No, we're not going to be okay with this. And it's something that Dad said a minute ago. What they're trying to do is they're trying to do the best they can by shutting down the economy. Shutting down the economy has no positive impact on reducing COVID at all, period. They can lie to you. They can completely and totally misinterpret anything they come up with and twist and manipulate the facts. Shutting down the economy has no positive benefit on stopping the spread of a virus whatsoever. They've already shown in most cases now the stress level, the anxiety level, the level that people are having mental breakdowns and suicides now has reached an unprecedented proportion in the country. Yet, mainstream media won't report on that. Why? Because when people get stressed out and they don't have money and they can't pay their bills, they have massive anxiety and panic attacks. They have massive stress. What does stress do? Stress increases cortisol. What does cortisol do in extended forms? It lowers the immune system. So now you got people that are unbelievably stressed, high cortisol, can't sleep, can't rest, can't calm down because they're trying to figure out what they're going to do with their life, their business, their families. And now you're telling them, oh, we got to shut down again. No, absolutely not. That's why I've encouraged everybody, stand your ground on this. So I was so proud of that lady out in Texas. They arrested her for opening up her salon. And she goes, no, I'm not going to apologize. No, I'm not going to say I'm sorry for opening up my business. And the governor had to step in and basically get her released and make it mandatory that nobody could be arrested for opening up their business. That was a stand, guys. Incidences like that, they may be inconvenient at the time, but they are crucial in maintaining a republic. You see now in California, they've now said now in California that all beaches will be shut down from July 3rd to July 6th. All beaches now in L.A. and multiple other areas around the state. The county's public health department also said that they will prohibit any 4th of July holiday fireworks displays. Wait, do you hear what I just said? The 4th of July, the celebration of Independence Day in this country, the day that basically we celebrate that we stepped away and gained our independence from a tyrannical Rothschild banking cartel in England, and we gained our independence and built some semblance of freedom in the United States of America and built a constitutional republic and a Declaration of Independence and a Bill of Rights. That holiday that we celebrate that for, we are now having the government in some states come in and say, whoa, whoa, guys, listen, you can celebrate July 4th, but you just can't have a lot of people over, and you can't go to the beach, and you can't do fireworks. Are you listening to what they're telling you right now? This is nothing more than a full-blown attack to see if the populace in the United States will submit to removing a holiday from this country that is so crucial to our history. It's funny. L.A. County, 3-4 weeks ago, had, what, 40, 50,000 people protest downtown on the streets. You guys saw the videos. Shoulder to shoulder, as far as you could see. All the way down to the beach, shoulder to shoulder, as far as you could see. Down by the police station, shoulder to shoulder. Oh, well, listen, guys, this is really crucial. If they feel like there's social injustice being done, they have the right to protest. But a couple weeks later now, you can't do that? They intentionally made sure they instigated those protests. They allowed those protests. They incentivized those protests because they wanted to make sure they could get the numbers of COVID cases up so they could use this as an excuse. If people actually follow along with this, and we have an American population in some parts of the country that are so dumbed down and so sheeple that they are willing to actually comply with not going to the beach and not shooting off fireworks on July 4th, I feel sorry for those factions of the United States. I really do. There has been no restrictions like that down here in Central Florida whatsoever, nor will they be. And if they tried, they would be disobeyed with direct intent. I can promise you that. This is something that is not okay. Now, good thing about it is Los Angeles County Sheriff Alex Velenez has now come out yesterday and said he will not be enforcing an order to shut down beaches over the holiday weekend. He said he was not consulted prior to the announcement. He said we were not consulted on beach closure, and we will only assist our beach cities in closing parking lots and traffic enforcement. We will not be enforcing beach closure. So at least he is making that verbal right there. Now, they'll probably make sure they try to throw him out of office in the next election, as we have seen now almost any single public servant that resists a tyrannical order and an unlawful order, they try to make an example out of them, and they will do so. But this is what is going on right now. Now, and then on top of that, I was talking about the gold and silver. And I saw a video that's been circulated. I cannot say that this guy is accurate. I can say a lot of stuff he said has been accurate. He's a pastor, and he did a video, and he started talking about basically a vision that he had in the near future, basically with a calendar on the wall and the word basically prepare. Brace yourself, excuse me, and he talked about he was trying to have a garage sale. It's a vision that he allegedly had a little ways back about having a garage sale, and he went to the bank, and the bank's like right beside his house, and the bank basically, bank teller said, we no longer have any coins. He goes, you don't have coins? Said, no, we don't have any coins. We don't have any coins because of hyperinflation, and you basically just need to round everything up. It's $3.50, just make it $4. Now, whether or not he's going to be accurate on this, I don't know. I do know, though, that we have started to see already in the past month numerous supermarket chains and stores all across the country put big signs up saying they do not have any coins. Meijer, Inc., a supermarket based in the Midwest with corporate headquarters in Walker, Michigan, announced last Friday that self-checkout machines at 250 supermarkets would only accept credit, debit, SNAP, EBT, and gift cards. If they wanted any type of coinage or cash payment, they would have to go to a personal checkout where there's somebody there. The problem is there's only like 1 to 2 checkout registers that people actually man now those supermarkets, if that. Now, what's interesting about this is Fed Chair Powell admitted to lawmakers last week that they have been rationing coins across the country. They're saying that the shortage was due to the mass business closure that prevented people from spending their coins, as well as lack of places that were open where people can trade coins for paper bills. I don't buy this for a second. I don't believe for 1 second that the Fed is rationing coins. I don't. They are trying to do exactly what happened in the Weimar Republic and prevent that from going mass hysteria in the public light. That's my opinion. The first thing to go at is coins, because if you do start to go to hyperinflation, you're not worried about 23 cents and getting 13 cents back on your change. Everything starts going massively expensive. If fuel goes to $5, $6, $7, $8, $10 a gallon, people are no longer putting pennies together to buy a gallon of gas, because quite frankly, pennies are going to be utterly useless. And then people will start to take all the coins they have in circulation and that they've saved and that they've basically had, and they will try to dump them to basically pay for fuel or milk or bread or whatever they have. But I did a little research, and I tried to pull up basically coin shortages. And I got hit with an absolute blast from media outlets, local media outlets all over the country. KXAN out of Austin, coin shortage hits Central Texas. KGBT basically states COVID-19 caused nationwide coin shortage. Another one, nationwide corn shortage slowly impacts Soixland. National coin shortage affecting local 7-Eleven. National coin shortage has business asking for extra change. Fed starts rationing program in Missouri, South Dakota, New York, all over the place. There was one even in Lowe's in the Midwest said, attention customers, the U.S. is currently experiencing a coin shortage. Please use correct change or other form of tender if possible. We apologize for any inconvenience this may cause. Now, what would be going on that we'd be having a coin shortage? The coins are something that basically are very easy to store. They're also very easy to trade and barter with. They're something that a lot of people have stored up over decades upon decades upon decades. On top of that, a lot of people have silver or junk silver coins that they have stored up. So what we're starting to see here now, in my opinion, is the beginning phases of not only a hyperinflation situation, but also the beginning phases of rolling out and removing the U.S. dollar. Now, is that something that's going to happen in right in the near future? Absolutely not. Not in my opinion. It's going to take a very, very dramatic and long drawn out process to remove something that has now turned into the global currency of the world, essentially, what the U.S. has, the global reserve currency of the world, to try to remove that. But there has to be a starting point, there has to be a tipping point, and now they have the perfect excuse to stop minting coins and to stop putting coins out into circulation to try to draw back in a lot of the coins that are out in circulation. That's my opinion. I know you're really big as far as on a lot of this stuff with economics, Dad. What do you think is also going on with this coin shortage?
You know, Austin, coins cost a lot of money to make. A lot. The federal government's broke. Usually the Treasury's the one who takes it, basically, you know, does the dimes and the nickels. The Federal Reserve really doesn't get involved in all that stuff. And, you know, they're expensive. You know, you could print a, you know, $100 bill for the same price you can print a $1 bill with, you know, pennies and nickels and dimes aren't like that. You know, they've long left silver, but they still have some nickel in the nickels, and copper's pretty much not being used for pennies anymore. I mean, so it's an antiquated system, basically, that is expensive to maintain, and so they're phasing out of it. That's all I can say, because you're absolutely right. We, you know, we don't have a big coin shortage unless the United States Treasury is so broke as far as the minting of the coins that it no longer has the ability or the cash flow to do that. So I don't know. Yeah, you know, but again, like you said also, you know, when you have a hyperinflation going on, you really don't have the ability to try to maintain coinage. There's no point in it. You know, if all of a sudden bread goes from $10 a loaf to $20 a loaf for one day, nobody really cares if there's 2 pennies in change. You know, I know my mom told me that they were printing in the Weimar Republic so much money, it was 40 billion marks for one loaf of bread. 40 billion marks. 40 billion, that's 90s. And she said that they take the money and put it in the furnace and burn it for heat for their homes because it was cheaper to burn the money than it was to buy firewood with the money. I mean, that's hyperinflation. And what they're doing again, the M1 supply, money supply, has massively increased over the last 10 years. And what they're trying to do, they're intentionally holding gold and silver down with naked shorts every single day on COMEX. I mean, they can't fulfill the contracts in gold or silver anymore, so they just fill it in, you know, in their digital currency. And so it's a big mess. Now, also, that same pastor, I heard that same video, it's gone viral, and he had this vision about the coinage and the shortages and all the other things that he said he had seen with what happened in March and April. And I'm going to say this again, and I brought this up to you guys, and I said it several times. The people that are running the planet are Kabbalists. They're Luciferians. They do everything by the star charts and by dates and by numbers. And the same, this heretical teaching has made itself into the churches, and you have people that are actually coming in and praying Kabbalistic prayers over Christian congregations using that Vulcan hand sign. And I see it, you know, all the time, especially from one particular person who does it constantly. And he's having a big convention as far as the return up in Washington, D.C., you know, this coming fall, in which he's not mentioned Jesus one time or the return of Christ. I mean, the whole thing, I cannot believe these people actually get audiences inside of churches and they're allowed to come in and say the stuff they say because these pastors are so unwilling and unknowing. But the Kabbalists believe, and these satanic people that are running the world through ancient Canaanite religions, they believe that October and November are their greatest satanic occult strength because we're under the sign of Mars and Scorpio. And you think, well, Ted, do you believe this? I think they're all nuts. I don't believe any of this crazy stuff. But this is what they believe. And so this October, November, they're really, I believe, planning on really unleashing hell on earth. You know, because they're not, listen, guys, you know, this is what's so funny to me. You know, and I've mentioned this several times, and you got to keep a focus on this. Donald Trump's done this, and Donald Trump's done that. Wait a minute. The entire planet economies are shut down. Shut down. You know, the 15, 20 million people who travel to Europe from the U.S. every year are being now told they can't go to Europe because the United States is a banned country. I mean, we have all of these people that are basically shutting the world economy down. This is not Donald Trump. Gosh, I wish people would get this out of their head. Oh, it's the Democrats. Oh, it's the Republicans. No, it's the Kabbalists. Jeez. I can't even I don't know how to make it any more clear than that. It's these nutbags that are doing all of this stuff, not Donald Trump. Donald Trump is just a really bad figurehead, you know, for the American president. I mean, he really is. I mean, no offense. I mean, you know, the guy, when he started putting all the Goldman Sachs and the J.P. Morgan people in the places of power when he first came in office, I knew he was compromised. I told you guys that. And all the CFR members, the guys, October, November is their big push. They have not shut down the entire global economy. They have not shut down all of the businesses. They can't do this again. They don't have the ability to do it. They've done it. They're not going to turn it back on again. They're not going to say, oh, whoops, we made a mistake. It's not just, we're not ready yet for the New World Order to come in. Oh, we're not ready for the Third Temple to be rebuilt. Oh, we're not ready for the Antichrist to be coming up. They're setting it up, and they don't want to go backwards. In other words, they've given all of their resources and spent all their poker chips, so to speak, on doing this right now. They're all in. They're betting all of this.
Yep.
To bring in the New World Order. And that's the problem we got to understand as patriots. That's why we've got to be all in. I've got a friend of mine just last week, a female, another talk show host. She was escorted out of the mall in California because she was at the Apple store because she wouldn't wear a mask. She said she wouldn't let a muzzler, or she wouldn't let them put a device on her forehead to measure her temperature. You know. She says, I'm quoting her, the mall rats in the line screaming at me that I was endangering people not wearing a mask. You know, all of this stuff is happening. I told her, I said, you need to get out of California. You know, if you're in a situation where it's that bad and you're about to get into a fight everywhere you go, you know, there are states out there that don't do this. Okay, you don't have to.
Yeah.
You don't have to be in a liberal hellhole. You don't have to live like that. Just move on out. You know, this person I know, she's got an apartment. She just needs to give the apartment back to whoever the landlord is and get out of the lease and move to another state and walk away. But, guys, you don't have to do that. You don't have to live like that. You know, up here, you know, in North Carolina where I'm right now in the RV, you know, it's not like that here. I mean, nobody's wearing masks. And every once in a while you see some dummy wearing a mask. And yesterday I walked into the automobile place to buy some oil. And I had a little mini lecture there with about five people standing around listening to me, and I'm telling them what's really going on. See, it's so important what we do as individuals right now. We can't capitulate to this, guys. We can't roll over on our back, you know, and pee on ourselves. Gosh, that was crude, but that's what they want us to do. They tell that to women if they're getting raped. Oh, you can't defend yourself. Roll on your back and defecate on yourself. What the heck? Pull your stinking pistol out of your purse and shoot them if they're trying to attack you. Don't be rolling on your back and peeing on yourself. Gosh, can't stand this. But this is what they want us to do. Why? Because that's submission to the New World Order. They tell you it's okay for you to be raped, so get raped. It's okay for you to wear a mask, so wear the mask. It's okay for you to listen to what they say to do, so do what they say. No! We have one God and one God alone, the great I am. And Jesus is our Lord and Savior. And we will do what he tells us to do, and not these clowns who think there's a snake in a tree. You guys are amazing to me, my listeners. I love you guys, because you guys don't play this game like I don't play this game with anybody. Thank you for supporting Health Masters, and thank you for sending these shows to all of your friends on Facebook and Instagram and everywhere so that we can increase the audience and the listenership of this show so we can tell the people the truth. Guys, the people in the pulpit aren't doing it in most cases. When's the last time you heard a pastor talk about Kabbalists? Well, they're too busy promoting Zionism, aren't they? Rebuilding the Third Temple. Why would you want a Third Temple? And I always say this to my Christian friends who are trying to rebuild the Third Temple. Don't you know that Jesus Christ was our sacrifice, that we don't need to have the blood of bulls and goats sacrificed? This is all satanic, guys, bringing this stuff back out. It's all part of the Antichrist. It's all part of the New World Order. And Christian churches that are part of this and being involved with all of this stuff, let's have a temple fund this week so we can rebuild the Third Temple. What are you thinking? Why don't you read the book of Hebrews? It's not necessary. Austin, what do you think?
No, you're exactly right. I mean, this is exactly what people have to wake up and realize, is that all this stuff is going to be submission. That's exactly why they're gearing everybody up. This is why they've told everybody to put signs up with sixes everywhere, 6 feet apart, 6 feet apart. My whole thing is, if the mask protect you from the virus, which we know they don't, but they try to imply they do and get you to wear them. Why do you need to be 6 feet apart, right? If you're wearing a mask and allegedly protects you, why do you need to be 6 feet apart? If being 6 feet apart protects you, why do you need to wear a mask? It contradicts themselves. They all contradict themselves, and that's what shows you. It has nothing to do with protection. Because I've said before, it's pretty clear if you have a brain, which I know our listeners do, a lot of our customers and our friends do, if you have a cognitive functioning brain, it doesn't take much research to realize the globalist banking Rothschild cartel, along with the deep state and factions of the U.S. government, do not care one single stitch about your health. If that was the case, they would have pulled aspartame and NutraSweet and high fructose corn syrup and MSG, and the list goes on, off the supermarket shelves. They would have pulled aluminum, formaldehyde, and polyasorbate 80 and aborted fetal tissue out of vaccines. They would not be spraying things in the air via black budget, whatever those guys do all the time and whatever they spray. We know it's aluminum, barium, but who knows what else. If they cared about your health, the EPA would not so actively and aggressively force fluoride to be put in the water supply, even though we know now from decades of research that does absolutely nothing to prevent tooth decay, and excessive amounts of it, dental fluorosis is what it's called, with excessive amounts, which is now they're starting to show, is coming across all across the country because of fluoride being in so many products, causes your teeth to become brittle and fall apart. And that it decreases IQ points in children and women that are basically pregnant. They're unborn babies. That's a fact. So if it's all about our health, and we know it's all about our health, they're trying to help us out, why in the world would we possibly be having these type of measures put on us when we know these measures do nothing to protect our health? Just something I wanted to throw out there. Also, too, in other news, if you guys saw this, and this is why I have intentionally been talking about everybody, please get out there and train. And I mean train actively. If you have a firearm, train. If you can do close hand-to-hand combat, if you have anybody in your neighborhood, your area that teaches jiu-jitsu, aikido, karate, anything, if you're not versed in it, train. If you do know, try to get people actively involved and teach them at least basic breakaway techniques, takedowns, strikes. They are getting more and more aggressive, and they're constantly, these groups, these terrorist groups like Black Lives Matter and Antifa, they're constantly pushing the envelope to see what they can get away with, and in most cases, they're getting away with a lot. I mean, we saw over the weekend that Chad or Chap or Ching Chong, whatever the name of this group changes to now in Seattle, a 16-year-old and a 14-year-old boy, both boys in a Jeep, drove through the entrance of Chaz. They were unloaded on with deadly force into their Jeep. Unloaded on. They were unarmed. Unarmed. The 16-year-old boy was killed. The 14-year-old boy was so shot, he's critical condition right now, had to have multiple surgeries on him already, because they drove into this autonomous zone. But yet, I haven't heard one single thing in mainstream media come out and say, absolutely, this group is a failed debacle. This is complete and totally idiotic that they're having this done there and it's continued to allow to go on. Could you imagine for 1 second, just imagine, flip the narrative. A group of armed patriots say, we are no longer going to take your tyrannical regime. We're taking over the city now with armed force. And they take it over. Armed patriots take over a city by armed force, and we want to be left alone. Everybody in the community wants to be left alone. And then an SUV with two black kids, a 16 and a 14-year-old, try to run through a roadblock to get in, and the patriots unload on them inside the vehicle with deadly force, killing one of them, injuring the other one significantly. Can you even possibly imagine what would be going on in the upheaval in mainstream media right now? They'd be calling for the heads of every single person involved. Oh, that's right. They had an incident like that, right? The Bundy Ranch over in Nevada, when the BLM was basically having a big dispute with them that went on for years. And the Bundy family said, no, you're not going to keep slaughtering our cows and stealing our cattle off land that we had grazing rights to. And the federal government came in and said, no, we're taking it over. Then the Bundy Ranch said, no, you're not. And they descended on them with a patriot group and said, no. They indicted them, federal charges on them, arrested many of them after the whole situation was basically dissolved. The mainstream media eviscerated them, talked about being right-wing rebels and militias that were fighting the federal government, and not a shot was ever even fired, and they were only defending their own property that they lived on for over 100 years. Think about that for a second. Now we have over here, basically, in another situation that occurred in Utah, you guys saw this, individual, 60-year-old man, driving his white Excursion, Ford Excursion, love those old trucks, wish they still made them, great vehicle, was driving his Excursion through downtown Salt Lake City, and was trying to drive through an intersection. And of course, Black Lives Matter thinks they have the right to prevent people from traveling freely, unmolested on their way. And they all jump out in front of him in the middle of the intersection. And he stops. They start beating on his window, beating on his hood, screaming at him. He's in the car by himself, Excursion by himself. He goes, okay, I'm done. Starts to go forward. Guy runs over to him, Black Lives Matter protester, pulls out a pistol and discharges the pistol through the windshield, hitting him. The 60-year-old man in the Excursion drives off. As he's driving off, they fire another round that goes through the back window. And another man, as the intersection opens up, pulls out his pistol but does not fire, just draws down on him. Now, two men have been basically arrested for attempted aggravated murder. Good riddance. And it's funny, Jesse Taggart, as you see in the video, the one who discharged the firearm, now facing his charges. In the video, after he shoots at the man in the Excursion, puts his handgun back in his pants, and basically starts to crowd around other vehicles and beat on other people's windows, on striking and breaking the window with his handgun. These groups are terrorist organizations, and they are engaging in acts of terrorism to stop somebody who's traveling freely on their way on a public highway and block their transport from being able to go, and firing into a occupied vehicle with deadly force when nobody has brandished a weapon or done anything to you is an act of terrorism and attempted murder. These people are trying to do the best they can to instigate violence. At the same time, they're being protected in some areas. Now, luckily, this is in Utah, and the police department said absolutely not. What if this would have happened in South California or Seattle or some of these hardcore leftist areas? Would this have even, these guys would have even been charged? Would the police department even investigate it? I don't know. This is why I reiterate, stay armed. If you have the ability to do so, do vehicle dynamic training. Practice on getting out of your vehicle and engaging targets from your vehicle and outside of your vehicle and deploying from your vehicle. We did this years ago. I'm planning on doing some here again with one of my buddies on his property. This is crucial. A lot of times on a flat plane range, you get practice shooting and target practice, which is great. But even if you're just doing that, practice moving. Practice reloading. Practice stepping to the side. Even if you're at a range and you can't go and move, like you're at a, you know, a target range, a public range, and you got benches and stuff, practice shooting from standing, and practice on every shot, step to the side, take one step to the side, shoot, take another step to the side, almost like you're dancing back and forth. Now, do not by any means do this if you are not well-versed with your firearm and know how to control your muzzle and trigger. I'm saying if you don't have the ability to go somewhere and do so, at least practice movement. A lot of people get stuck in positions, especially when they shoot. They get used to just standing there and shooting. Movement is key. Being able to move and get off of a situation and get behind cover is crucial. These situations are going to escalate, as Dad just said, and I'm 100% agreement with him. These people are going to keep pushing it. The reason why they're going to keep pushing it is because they want to get a response out of the Patriot Group. They're waiting to get a response so they can start going and eviscerating us. We've now seen, and I do not know what parts these are now. I talked to a buddy of mine earlier. Majority of the weapon systems and platforms and parts that come out of China are all AK-based. China makes very few AR-15 parts. They do make some, but they do not make a lot. Primarily, it's a lot of AK-47 because that's what their factories are tooled up to do. But now China has been caught smuggling, a group out of China has been caught smuggling roughly 10,800 parts to go in some type of rifle. They quoted it here in the article, assault weapons. I don't like to use that term because I think it's completely and totally idiotic, because now they're not declaring what the parts actually went to. The parts went into a Louisville U.S. Customs Border office, and they were basically seized after they came out of Shenzhen, China, and they were destined for a resident in Melbourne. The parcel manifested as containing 100 steel pin samples. Now, they will not disclose what these parts were. Were they bolt carriers for an AR-15? Were they lower trigger assemblies for an M16? Were they parts kits for AK-47? We don't know. I'm still trying to do the research on it right now. We're trying to actively find out what this is. Now, this is one of two things, in my opinion. This is either China trying to push parts in the United States so people can convert illegally AK-47s and AR-15s on the black market for Black Lives Matter and Antifa terrorist groups so they can have either AR-15s, automatic weapons, three-round burst, or this is being used from somebody that actually legitimately had parts coming in, and China basically listed on the manifest as 100 steel pins in order to prevent them from getting seized, and they were simply just AR-15 or AK-47 parts that were not even regulated in the U.S. by the ATF, and now the media has gotten the article, and they're trying to claim assault weapons are coming into the country, so then the Democratic far hardcore left group can start pushing more bills to prevent people from being able to buy parts for their legally possessed rifles and sporting rifles and semi-automatic rifles. It goes both ways with this, so I don't know what happened in this situation. I find it very odd that they're not giving us the actual parts that came in. They're simply saying they're assault weapon parts, which is one of the most idiotic descriptions you can give anything, because quite frankly, you could call a chain a assault weapon part. You could call a knife handle an assault weapon part. This is idiotic. But I'm going to keep doing research, and we're going to get to the bottom of this and find out exactly what happened and what was planning to come to Melbourne. Was this just a dealer that was bringing stuff in and didn't want to get stuff seized because he was trying to get parts cheap from China? Or was this intentionally some type of nefarious ploy to bring in parts into Florida so they could change weapons over and hand them over to terrorist groups like Black Lives Matter and Antifa? We do not know. We will keep you apprised of the situation, Dan.
You know, as I agree with you, Austin, they didn't tell us what the parts were. I mean, they could have been completely nothing. It could be a flashlight holder. We don't know what they are. I mean, you know, the whole thing about it is it's ridiculous that they would say this and put this in the media and blow it up again. Because remember, they're all about getting rid of assault weapons. I tell you what, though, what's going to happen is, and this is what they want, especially if they get rid of the police departments, which they're trying to do. They're going to have to bring in other troops. And what's going to happen is it's going to be the United Nations. The United Nations are going to send troops into the United States to quell the unrest. Think, well, and that completely breaks the treaty that was done years ago by Westphalia. The Treaty of Westphalia says that if a nation's in a turmoil or in a civil war, that nation cannot have other countries come in and get themselves involved in their civil war unless the country itself asks for other nations to come in and help. Now, that's the problem that we have. I mean, that's the same thing that we saw right now in Syria. Syria was supposedly on Syria's in a civil war for one reason. They didn't want to put a doggone pipeline for the Rothschild banking cartel through their country. That's why Syria's in a civil war. And that's why the CIA went in there and destabilized the government and started paying troops to go in there and fight against the democratically elected people that are there. See, this is the problem that you get. You got to go back to the bankers all of the time. And this is why all these other countries now have gone into Syria. That completely breaks the Treaty of Westphalia. You can't be doing that. Syria did not ask the United States to send troops into their country. But we just decided to do that because, you know, we're the world's policemen. If somebody doesn't do what we want because we're the lapdog of the Federal Reserve Banks and the Rothschilds, then basically we go in and send our troops in and our military guys, look at us, we're going to beat you up. We're the big bullies on the block. And if you ever travel around the world, guys, and travel around the country and travel to other countries, and you hear them talk about how much they hate the United States, and even when you try to talk to them and say, hey, we don't agree with this either, they don't see it that way. They see us as a giant terrorist country that's destroying world country and world sovereignty. Look at the CIA. It's been involved in throwing over like 50, 60 countries in the last 70 years. It's us. So let's just call it what it is. It's not Donald Trump doing this. This is what's happened after the OSS became the CIA back in 1947 and what happened with Roswell, and we had the secret government get established. Let's just talk about what really happened. By the way, Trump-backed five-term Republican lawmaker has lost the primary to a far-right challenger. 5-term Republican congressman endorsed by President Donald Trump conceded his primary reelection bid in Colorado's 3rd congressional district on Tuesday evening, a stunning upset with the vault his right-wing, far-right challenger Lauren Boebert into the state's general election. Now, I like this lady, okay? She has a bar, a local restaurant called Shooter's Grill. It was made famous for encouraging its staff to open carry weapons. Now she's going to be in Congress. She recently defied public health orders to reopen the restaurant, kept it open during the coronavirus pandemic. Boebert also made headlines last year for confronting former Democratic presidential candidate Beto O'Rourke over his call for a mandatory gun buyback program of assault-style weapons. Guys, I like this lady, and I'm really glad that she's won. But, guys, this is who we need. We need people like her. We need people like the lady in Texas who basically wouldn't shut her salon down. We need people that are willing to say, no, this isn't all right, and I'm not going to put up with it, and I'm not going to tolerate this type of behavior. And this is who we need to be putting into office. By the way, 2020 is supposed to get even hotter with potentially historic heat waves in July. Meteorologists are warning. The other day they said we had a giant, dust cloud come in from the Sahara. Now let me explain something to you guys. I don't know if there was a dust cloud that came in from the Sahara. I have no idea. I mean, how do we know it's a dust cloud, not more stuff they're spraying out of planes on us? We don't have any idea. We're just told this stuff happens, and we're supposed to believe it. How do we know it's not part of a giant geoengineering program to terraform the Earth to make these interdimensional entities, when they take form into this atmosphere, more comfortable with the heat? Yeah. I mean, how do we know any of this stuff? I mean, guys, it's so important that we question what they're telling us. Now they're telling us, this is insane, that the COVID-19 is 10 times more infectious than it was at the beginning of the pandemic back in January, February. Yeah, it's 10 times more infectious. No, it's not. It's a lie. All of this stuff is being used to keep you basically locked up, hiding under your bed, hoping and praying that somebody doesn't break through your front door, hoping and praying that everybody around you wears a mask, hoping and praying that, you could hopefully go out to a restaurant someday and eat out again. Gosh, it's unbelievable this is actually happening to us right now in the United States of America. Why has that happened? We come back to what I always tell you guys. We stopped raising little Americans. That's why it happened. We stopped telling the truth. We set up 501(c) churches and we said, hey, these guys are going to be great. They'll tell us the truth and now we'll be able to separate churches. Say, no, they didn't. They incorporated the doggone churches into the state. That's what a 501(c) corporation is. Planned Parenthood's 501(c). See, they control the churches now. They can control the distribution of information. This is who these guys are. And so it's so important to understand that we've got to be out there telling people the truth. I said this earlier. Everybody you meet, tell them the truth. Guys, I love you. I appreciate you. It's been my pleasure being with you guys today. I had the joy of praying for you this morning. Guys, remember, this is the day the Lord hath made. We will commit our plans unto the Lord, and we will succeed. And we will stop these cabalists from initiating their plans. I mean, it doesn't make any difference what the long-term outcome is going to be. We can stop it right now. We can stop it. We can ask God for a reprieve, which I believe that we're going to all be able to get, and that it's going to stop, and we can control this mess. But we've got to wake up. We've got to wake up, and we've got to get these people out of office to the best of our ability that are facilitating this new world order. Guys, I love you. I appreciate you. Thanks for supporting Health Masters. Thanks for listening. Also, go ahead and finish it up, and I'll talk to you guys tomorrow.
Yes, absolutely, guys. Continue to be praying. Continue to stay strong. Continue to get this information out there and wake people up. This is something that's just continually starting to escalate more and more, and people need to understand that the more you comply and the more you capitulate, the further they're going to take it. Just like I said yesterday, first it started with the stay at home. Then it started with the business shutdown. Then it started with the mask. Now it's the contact tracing apps that they want everybody to use on their phones, which I will not. I still have not updated my phone. It's been bugging me every day trying to update, and I keep declining it and declining it and declining it. And if you do have it, download and update the app. Make sure you turn all those permissions off, your location off, your microphone off, on all your apps, not just that one. And make sure the COVID-19 trace thing is off there. It's insane. It's gotten ridiculous. They want to do that. Then they want to go in and start doing the COVID pass, which I'm not going to deal with either, which I guess I'm not doing international travel anymore. It's all right. I like Florida. And that's just what we're going to have to resort to. Because if you continue to give into it and we don't draw a line in the sand somewhere, they keep taking another inch, another inch, another inch, another inch. All of a sudden you turn around and you're like, oh my gosh, how in the world did you guys get 86 miles on me? Well, you gave us an inch, bud. You gave us an inch every day. We took 365 inches a year. After, you know, decades after decades after decades, you let us do anything we want to you now. That's exactly where this is headed. Keep your immune system strong. Exercise. Get in shape. Use this time right now, especially if you don't have work or people are, you know, working part-time or doing what they can. Do the best you can to exercise. Get in shape. Exercising's free, newsflash. Some people have a hard time understanding that. Push-ups, sit-ups, pull-ups, jogging. Most people have some dumbbells in their house. There's all kinds of things you can do. It costs you zero money to get into shape and to exercise and work out. It's one of the cheapest things you can do for your health. I encourage that. Eat clean right now. Keep your immune system strong. If you're not going to take any supplements, at least make sure you're getting a healthy dose of vitamin C and D3 every single day and keeping those blood levels high of both of those two. Almost every single person I know that I've been friends with that's caught in COVID has taken those that I've been good friends with. Rebounded immediately. I told you guys, I feel like I'm pretty sure I got COVID, you know, 6-7 months ago. I was sick for a couple days. Felt horrible. Had 105 temperature. Then all of a sudden, kind of bounced out of it. Fine now. Been fine. Continue to stay fine and healthy every single day. And so does my family. Do not live in a spirit of fear, but of love and of sound mind and preparedness. And continue to stand up for your rights and stand your ground for what you believe. That's why I've continued to tell people, also encourage you. If you got a local doctor, if you got somebody, have them write you a letter that's basically against your health. Doctor telling you it's against your health to wear a mask right now. I'm not saying if you absolutely don't have to wear one to go in, something like Dad said, do it if you have to get something done real quick. But this whole walking around and going to stores and walking and bicycling and wearing masks everywhere you go and not even making a whimper about it, it's embarrassing, guys. What's become of the United States? What's become of us as a country? This is really the land of the free and the home of the brave. Now we basically are the land of the fear and the paranoid and the submissive populace. It's really what they're starting to talk about us? No, I don't like that. I'm not going to speak that. We're the land of the free and the home of the brave and prepared populace. That's what I like to speak, and that's what I'm going to continue to promote. Have a blessed night. Have a safe night. Stay prepared. Keep training. If you don't want to burn ammo up, at least do dry drills inside and outside of your house in a controlled environment. Make sure you're using empty magazines, please. Continue to watch your trigger. Muzzle discipline. Continue to stay awake. Get the truth out there. Thank you, guys. I appreciate everything you do. Have a blessed, safe, awesome night. We'll talk to you again tomorrow, as always.